Sometimes life as parents gets hard and can get you down. When that happens, you need a parental break.
Justin and Caitlin have been married for 4.5 years. They have one child and work together to accomplish their goals.
Justin and Caitlin will discuss all topics. They just want to give you a parental break. Well, hello there, and welcome to our podcast. I'm Justin.
And I'm Caitlin.
And today, we're going to talk about an interesting subject. Actually, Caitlin wanted to talk about this. Caitlin, do you want to tell them what we're talking about today?
DoorDash.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So, you know, we live in a society now, thanks to COVID, obviously, that instead of going to a restaurant now, you can DoorDash it. You can get it delivered to you.
Grubhub.
Uber Eats. Postmates.
Yeah.
Which Postmates does Waffle House, by the way.
One of his favorite restaurants.
Oh, I love Waffle House. Their pork chops are amazing. But anyways,
Not the one on Haywood Road.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. We'll save that for another day. How about that?
For a rainy day.
Yeah. So, Caitlin, what in particular do you want to talk about DoorDash?
Your service?
Yeah. See, and I had an argument with someone about this last year. I will give you a tip if you give me good service. And by good service, because I know, well, you don't physically see the person. You get me the right order. You take it to the right destination. And you don't put it somewhere where, like, if I order a drink, it will immediately spill if I open the door. That's what gets you a tip. Do you agree with that? And see, I had an argument with someone because I felt this way. And they're like, well, you realize we only get $3 to $6 a tip. Well, like I said, you provide the good service, you get a higher tip. See, when we first started DoorDash.
When was it? Was it when we had Addy?
No. We started it right when COVID hit.
That's right.
So, it was about
last March, April.
Probably more April.
Yeah.
And here's the thing about it. It's a great thing if you don't feel like going out one day and you just want something to eat, but you don't really feel like going out somewhere and getting it. Okay, good. But these people that think they're going to get a tip immediately, like, for example, the one the other day that's like, thank you for the wonderful tip.
See, they used to could do, don't give them no tip. And then you come a few minutes later when they deliver it, you know, you could go back in there and edit and then add the tip after the fact. Well, now they stopped doing that.
And see, I don't agree with that because that's basically like for example, a pizza joint having a tip jar. I am not going to give you a tip if you have a tip jar literally sitting there on the table. I'm quite honestly, because you're basically asking for your tip. And here's what your tip will be 9 out of 10 times. Don't take any wooden nickels and don't put a screen door on a submarine. That's what I feel about tip jars. Because here's the thing. If you provide good service, I will give you a tip. But if you don't provide good service, you're not getting jack. Or you're getting the minimum, which is a penny. 9 times out of 10 is probably a penny. It just depends on how bad the service is. If the service is too bad, you're not getting anything. I'm sorry. And people may think I'm mean about that, but I had a friend that told me one time, when they went out to eat, their grandfather had $20 all in ones. And he told the waitress, "This is your tip. Here's the thing. You miss filling up my drink, I take a dollar away. If I can't fault you for the lousy food, if the food is lousy, but I can fault you if I order, let's say, a steak medium rare and you bring it to me medium well. I can fault you for that because you didn't pay attention to what I said.
And what she wrote down.
And what you wrote down. So, I'll take a dollar away there. If by the end of the night, by the end of the service, if you provided great service, you get $20. But if you provided lousy service, you may not get anything. And 9 times out of 10, when you did that, they provided amazing service. And here's the thing about DoorDash that I don't like. These people that think that they're owed a tip immediately. You are not owed a tip. And listen closely. You are not owed a tip until you deliver that food successfully. And that's how I feel. Because, and I actually got into this on TikTok when I was on TikTok as BA Reaper. I saw someone talk about how this person, all these orders were left at Taco Bell and all, and he found it funny because if you can't afford to tip, you shouldn't be buying food out. And 9 times out of 10, that's not the case. 9 times out of 10, a lot of us, like me, I want good service before I give you a reward for providing the good service. And I've tipped $15 before. I've tipped at 25-30% before. If you provide good service. I'm sorry, Caitlin.
Yeah, won't even let me talk. See how that is?
Sorry.
Anyway, what I was trying to say is my cousin does that too, that method. She'll get like 10 ones or 15 ones or something like that. Not over 20, I don't think. And then she does that.
Yeah, and I had a friend that told me that even their family does 50 ones.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can you imagine getting a $50 tip at the end of the night?
I would be like, thank you, God.
Especially if you have a table of 7, you're talking about a $100 check, and you're getting a $50 mm-hmm. tip out of the deal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I would go above and beyond.
Oh, yeah.
But these people that think you're immediately owed a tip before you even provide service, you're in the wrong field. Excuse you, honey.
Bless me. Anyway.
But back to DoorDash.
Okay. So, I'm going to tell y'all about our, what you want to call it? Our meal from like 2 nights ago. So Justin ordered Wendy's as usual.
I love Wendy's.
And so I got me a salad cause I wanted a salad. And, so I got mine first, I think. And then he got his and Addie's second. And he looked in his bag. He said, it feels light. Cause he usually gets a triple baconator with bacon and cheese on it. Plain. And I'll tell y'all about that later when we do our picky eating episode.
I'm very picky.
Well, anyway, so he goes to open it. And all there is chicken nuggets. There's no burger. There's nothing.
Why don't you tell about the chicken nuggets, though?
So they put half original and rest of them were spicy. We don't like nothing spicy. Only black pepper on our meat and food and things like that.
Right.
Well, we looked in Addie's food, because she always gets chicken nuggets. She has a texture issue to meat right now. And until she gets older and can tell us what she likes and don't like and what we can, you know, figure out, things like that, as she gets older, they gave her all spicy nuggets too. So you could imagine after, so we found out about the spicy nuggets for her after the fact that he went all the way back. Oh, and forgot his large fry too. Went all the way back. Thank the Lord, it's like maybe 2 minutes down the road.
Yep.
And the manager was nice, so he automatically replaced it. And then I contacted DoorDash through customer service, which not nine times out of ten, 100% of the time, they do help me. They do reimburse me some way.
Except that one night. And we'll get into that in a little bit.
I can't remember that one night.
Remember that one night that they left out my drink at McDonald's and left out a fry? And we called DoorDash and they're like, well, you got most of your order, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, that's when we was at the apartment.
Yeah.
See, it's been so long, so. Oh, yeah. I would say the majority.
Majority of the time,
that was,
yes,
that one. That was really one boo-boo on them. But rest of the time, they have been so good to us about that. And apologizing and this, that, and the other. And so, yeah. But, yeah. And then I had some rude customer service. So we have a dog. Her name is Daisy. And she is a foxhound beagle. We didn't know that till like last year. And so she's a very hyper.
Although if you hear her in the background, you wouldn't believe that she's hyper.
Yeah, she's snoring right now. Anyway, she wanted to see the people who drop off, you know, they loved her, you know, the ones who love dogs, you know, loved her. And so anyway, this lady comes up, knocks on her door. I don't know if what got in her mood that day, but she didn't even talk to me. She literally threw my food at me and walked off because Daisy jumped on her on accident. That's just her way of saying, you know, hey, thank you for bringing my mommy and daddy's food, I guess.
Yeah.
But now she doesn't have no contact with them just because we live in a new house now. And it takes her forever to get to the door. But, yeah. I've never seen that woman again, as far as I know.
Right.
Thank the Lord.
And then there was one time, you remember the one with Applebee's that one night?
At the apartment.
Yep. And I had to go up to the Applebee's and our DoorDasher was waiting for the food still.
Yeah, and you met up with her. And then they had to call me to make sure that that's my husband. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We've had some experiences with DoorDash. Some of them are good.
Some of them are bad.
But we also heard some things about DoorDash that we don't like from
our friends.
People that actually work for DoorDash. One of the things is you're rated on your successful deliveries. And that even includes if you have to cancel an order because there's a glitch in the system. Or if you have to cancel an order because the person ordered a milkshake and the place doesn't have any milkshakes right now.
Like the, or if they're like McDonald's, their ice cream machine's broken.
Yeah. And you get marked down for those things, which is not fair.
No, because it's not.
That's not on you. That's right. On.
That's on the company.
That's on the company.
Of the restaurant.
And so my friend was doing DoorDash, and they had these situations happen. They got an email saying you're fired. Reason why? Because your successful deliveries to your unsuccessful deliveries rate was too high. And I think that's ridiculous because here's the thing. You can't help it what happens with, say, McDonald's or happens with, say, Steak and Shake or something like that. You can't help those things. And I'm sorry, DoorDash. You got to do better.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you raise your fees, but you don't give more money to your employees either.
No.
Because that's another thing our friend said. They raise their fees to like $7.99 or something like that. but they didn't raise what they got back in a tip. Because when you work for DoorDash, you are giving your little tip by DoorDash, but everything else money-wise is through tips. And when you have people that don't tip, because we're not people that don't tip.
We do, but we've been given so much crappy service lately by them. It's just ridiculous because they put it in front of the screen door. Like, so close that you have to look down where it's at. One day, Justin had to go around the house to the front door just to get our food. Because, or
that one day that the drink literally spilled on my porch.
Yeah.
That I just finished washing off.
Yep.
And so I actually got out there in the rain because it started raining, remember?
And it was, yep, and it was my drink.
Yeah. And it washed off my porch again while it was raining. And I know people are going to be like, well, it was raining. Why'd you wash off your porch?
It was tea.
We just moved into this house, and we're trying to take good care of this house because...
It's not ours yet.
It's not ours yet. We're renting it right now, but we're going to buy it.
And this is going to be another story for another episode.
Yes. But, so I want to keep the house nice, and when that kind of stuff happens, that... kind of irritates me because I just finished washing off the porch because it had rained for like 4 days straight and there was like dirt and stuff from the rain and all.
And the limbs and trees.
And the limbs. So I was washing off my porch and sweeping it off, and then I had this drink spilt because the person put it in front of the door. When you see a screen door and it's opening a certain way, don't you think you don't put it in front of that screen door, or you put it off to the side where if they open the screen door it won't tip over? I mean, come on, people. Yeah. Anyways, ran over there. But yeah, I mean, we'll tip well. And here's the thing, in the past we would tip immediately. Yeah. $5, $10, $15 sometimes.
And then get crappy service.
And we feel like, oh, well, we wasted our tip. We had one time where we did go around with DoorDash because we tipped someone $15 and they gave us crappy service and we were like, we want our tip back.
And they're like, nope.
No, we can't do that. I'm like, then what should we do? Well, next time, don't tip till after they leave.
So that's what we've been doing, and now they turned it around on us in a way. That we can't do that no more.
Yeah, and it's annoying. It really is. And then sometimes you get on there and places are closed when they are open.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for example, that one night you said Wendy's was closed and they were wide slam open.
That was like a few weeks ago. Yeah. Like, that was like in the summer.
I was on my way home from work and I was like, you know what? I feel like Wendy's and...
Because we both didn't feel good.
I had a long day at work. She had a long day at work. So we were like, no, we don't feel like cooking. So let's go.
We don't do this
Wendy's
all the time.
And all. And Caitlin's like, well, you may want to drive by there on the way home because it's literally right on the way home.
Anyway.
Because it's telling me it's closed. I'm like, okay. I get to the Wendy's, it's wide slam open. So obviously it was a glitch. Or that one time that it said your order was all the way in somewhere in Georgia. Remember that one?
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
And come to find out, it was a glitch in their system that was showing that the order had never been picked up.
And then I got someone's food at Zaxby's like 2-3 weeks ago.
Cracker Barrel. Remember the Cracker Barrel incident? That's when we started figuring out because DoorDash also gives you a percentage off
if you go pick up
your own order.
So that's what we might start doing.
But I'm never going to work for DoorDash.
Oh, no. We thought about it for him just to, you know, pick up
something
a little,
on the side so we have a little spending money here and there.
Or something.
And it's not worth it.
No.
It's almost worth doing overtime at BMW than it is doing that.
Or at my job.
or at your job. I mean, mm-hmm. it's ridiculous. And that's one thing our friend said. There'd be sometimes you sit there for 3 hours in a parking lot waiting for an order to pick up. Remember that? Sorry, that was our dog. But, yeah, I mean, here's the thing about DoorDash. It's great if you don't feel like cooking some days and you don't feel like going anywhere. Like I said, it's great then.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're doing it constantly, it's kind of a waste of money. But let's say, I mean, there's nights that I get home from work. Caitlin gets home from work, and we're just like, I don't feel like cooking. Do you feel like cooking? No? Nope. You want to get something out? Yeah, okay. Go ahead and DoorDash you something. I'll stop at Wendy's on the way home.
And get me and Bug something.
And get me and Bug something. And that's how we do it. But...
because there's days when I don't want Wendy's.
Yeah. There are definitely days that you don't want Wendy's. There's definitely days that you don't want Chick-fil-A. Which is kind of scary to think about because that's God's chicken. You don't ever turn down God's chicken now.
Well, let me explain. Okay, there's also some of the restaurants, like Chick-fil-A, that do not offer combos. Their combo menu. Like, that is ridiculous. Because you gotta spend money for the fries, and you gotta spend money for your drink, and then you gotta spend money on the main thing like sandwich or the nuggets or the strips or something. I understand salads because that's not a combo, but when it's like the sandwiches and the nuggets, that's just a little too ridiculous. Oh, and the strips.
Yeah, and it's cheaper to go through.
Just go through the Chick-fil-A
app, honestly.
Well, in some places, Chick-fil-A do not deliver, and that's our house.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about this one. You wanted Jimmy John's one night. They don't deliver to where we used to live because we live on the other side of the road. And then...
well, they don't deliver to my work either.
Because it's on the other side of the road. Which doesn't make no sense because literally there's a Jimmy John's just not even a mile down the road.
Yeah.
And it's like, really?
But I think they've lost so many customers, even on DoorDash, they took them off.
Like, right.
This summer.
But yet, they still have Subway on there.
Well, Subway and now.
Subway constantly closes.
Well, Subway has been doing good to me.
So. Oh, okay. But yeah, I mean, and I'm not knocking anybody that does DoorDash.
And I don't want y'all to think that we're selfish for not tipping either.
Because we're not. I mean, I just expect good service. I was in customer service for 9 years, 9.5 years. Caitlin was in it for how long?
Just a little while.
You were in for a little while, but you expect good service.
Yeah.
Plus, me being a basketball coach in college, you expect what things to be a certain way. Like, for example, when you came to the gym, you expected to be greeted by your director of basketball operations. You didn't expect to be greeted by some manager. You expect things. Just like I expect things in customer service. You may say it's picky. I don't think it's picky. I think it's asking for the best. If you're going to want to get a good tip, you got to give me your best. Now, I won't fault you if something happens with my food. But if it happens with my food because you weren't paying attention, then I have a problem. Because I've had those kind of problems before. I mean, I don't know how young our viewers are, but I've had problems at Ryan's before. I want to tip you something good, but when you tell them medium well, when I told you medium 4 times, you're not getting a good tip. These people that, and now I guess we can go into actual food service here. These people that fill up your drink once and think that's okay and that's good to go. No, you're constantly walking around your tables, making sure everybody has their drink. If it looks like it's halfway empty, you start grabbing a pitcher and then you ask them, do you want some more drink? Blah, blah, blah. These people that assume that you're okay with one pure drink, I'm sorry, I drink a lot. Not any alcohol, obviously, but sodas and tea sometimes. I like to drink. I always joke with waiters when they come and bring me one glass. I'm like, you might as well just stick an IV in me because this glass can be empty in like 5 seconds.
I've seen him drink at least six.
Yeah. And then, I mean.
Is that like Golden Corral?
Oh, yeah. Well, we can even talk about that sometimes. People that train people wrong.
Oh, yeah.
And it irritates me. We were at Golden Corral one night. And granted, it was right before they closed. It was like They closed at 9. We were there at 8:30.
It was date night.
It was date night. Clemson was playing too, so I was watching a little bit of that too.
That's why we were
a little bit late. I was like, honey, let me wait till halftime. Well, if we wait till halftime, we're not going to get in. Okay, we'll go.
Well, we're regulars there. It's not even funny.
Yeah.
They should have us in a picture.
Yeah, right?
And your mom and dad.
Because I love steak. I'll eat six, seven pieces of steak. No problem.
Oh, yeah.
But the person that was running the grill was under the understanding at 15 minutes till you turn off the grill. And then you only, whatever you have left, that's what you sell to people. So I was getting medium well steaks. Even though I'm a medium rare person, sometimes medium, depending on the day. I was eating them and everything. And then I went up there and the guy's like, well, I'll cook you another steak. And I'm like, okay, thank you. I go back up there 8 minutes later because it only takes 8 minutes to make a medium rare steak. And he's like, well, it's not cooking right. So I grabbed the manager. I was like, are you the manager over the kitchen? She's like, yes, I am. What can I help you with? I'm like, is it my understanding that you guys shut off the grill 15 minutes till? No, that's not what we're supposed to do. He's like, and she's like, let me go talk to him. Come to find out, he was trained to turn off the grill 15 minutes till, and whatever you have, that's what you sell. And the lady was trying to tell me as well that they don't do that, but at 15 minutes till, they only cook to order. Or whatever they have left on the grill. But they do cook to order. So if you come in at 8:30 or 8:45, you're still a customer, and they don't shut off the grill till you say, I'm done. They can clean it while you're eating, but after 9 o'clock, they ask you, you know, are you done? You know, can we pull everything up? And then at that point, yeah, go ahead. But he was understanding that at 45 minutes till 15 minutes till, you're supposed to shut off the grill. That was not the case because he was trained wrong. I'm sorry. I have a problem with people being trained wrong. I'm sorry. If there's a certain process that you're supposed to follow, you're supposed to follow the process like that. You're not supposed to deviate from the process. Sorry. Anyways, Caitlin.
Apparently, that just triggers him.
Yes, it very much triggers me.
Apparently.
Because, I'm sorry, if you're going to train someone, you're supposed to train them right. Because eventually, one day, you're going to want to leave, and they need to know what to do. And if you train them wrong, they're going to have to be retrained, and you wasted that person's time mm-hmm. while they were learning.
Yep.
And, I mean, I'm this way at work. If you're going to train me on how to do the job, train me on how to do the job that BMW wants you to do it that way. Not how, well, I'll do it this way, show me how BMW wants you to do it. And at that point, you know, we're getting the hang of it, then you can show me your way. Because maybe it's faster that way. But don't train me wrong right off the bat, because I'm not learning anything at that point.
And then you're, and then you could be the one getting in trouble.
Right.
And then the other person that trained you is off.
You can never use that as an excuse. Well, I was trained that way. Well, why did they train you that way? You can't say, I don't know, because they'll be like, well,
there has to be a reason.
There has to be a reason, and we don't train people that way.
Yeah. Well, that dude could have lost his job that night.
Right.
But they saw fit that they told him what to do and stuff, so.
Right, and it's,
and they were nice about it.
They got let me take that piece of steak home, though.
Yeah.
That was a great meal after watching Clemson beat Louisville, I tell you that much.
Let's just say I was in bed by that time.
Yeah, you are. But, yeah, I mean, it's like when you're training a dog. If you're going to train a dog to sit, you're going to show them the hand signal to sit. You're not just going to immediately say, sit. They're not going to learn that way.
Laura, you remember when we took Daisy to those?
Oh, yeah.
Ridiculously priced.
Oh, my goodness. What were they, $150 a class or something like that?
80.
80, that's right. And granted, we took this our dog to learn, teach her how to get potty trained. And instead, it turned into a sit, lay down, roll over type class.
And I was pregnant with Addie, so we had a few classes, and I think it was like two.
And we decided after we're that done. We weren't going to do it no more.
So we just potty trained her to the best we could.
Yeah. We finally got her situated, but it was a rough start.
Oh, yeah.
Put it this way. By the time it was all said and done, when we moved out of the apartment, they had to actually replace the carpet and deodorize it and everything. Because, I mean, she would mess. We clean it up as best we can, but because it's carpet, you know, it seeps into the carpet. You can only get so far even with carpet clean.
Why are you telling them this?
I don't know.
I don't know either. It went from DoorDash to how to train your doggy.
Yeah, I mean, but I was talking about how in food service, people train people a certain way.
I know,
and it's wrong,
I know.
And, yeah. That's the ADHD for you folks.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyways, how was your day, sweetheart?
It was okay. It was a little long, but I mean, it's...
Same here.
It was not too bad.
Long, but we didn't build as many cars as we usually do, so... It was long in the sense that sitting around doing nothing for a few... For an hour or so. Mm. But yeah, I mean, going back to the whole issue with DoorDash, I feel like if you're going to do DoorDash, do it in the way that if you're going to tip somebody, tip them for the good service. Don't tip them because you are supposed to tip them. Because how can they learn from their mistakes that because I was always this way. If I didn't get tipped, I'd be like, well, what did I do wrong that time?
And what can I do better?
What can I do better? I mean, I'll try to provide 10 out of 10 service, and there's some times that it easily slips. When I was at the Christian bookstore, we were graded on how many of a certain program we sold while we were selling another item. And there were days that I got none, and I would go back and be like, huh, what can I have done differently to make that person buy that program? And it's always self-reflection, I think.
Show your personality. But yeah. That should have already been brighter.
Yeah, I have a bright personality. I'm like the sunshine.
I wouldn't go that far.
Oh. Addie's like the baby in the Teletubby Sunshine.
Well, she's a baby.
That's true. How are we getting on these subjects?
I don't know.
I guess it's the ADHD.
And it's kind of late.
Well, it's only 9:23. It's not that bad late.
Oh, whatever. I'm tired.
I know you're tired. But anyways, do we want to tell them what our topic about tomorrow is?
I'll let you take care of that, because that's going to be your episode.
Well, we got to figure out your second topic, too. Yeah. But tomorrow we're going to talk about a certain topic that, you know, it's kind of the unpopular opinion and kind of one of those things that you kind of try to standoffish about. But we're going to talk about the Kyle Rittenhouse case. And in particular, how something so cut and dry, the prosecution can screw it up so badly.
Yeah, that was my eardrum.
Sorry. But it's kind of hilarious how bad they screwed it up. And there's some things I saw today that I'm just like, okay, why did this prosecutor even be part of this case? I mean, did you hear that he held up an AR-15 and pointed it at the courtroom?
Nope.
Yes. With his hand on the trigger.
Oh, dear Lord.
The gun wasn't loaded, mind you, but...
Well, you see how much I look into the news.
Well, I mean, I'm just going to say this real quick. Rule number 1 and 2 of gun safety. Always assume a weapon is loaded.
Yep.
And always keep your hand off the trigger until you're ready to fire at something. I mean, that's rules number 1 and 2 in my book. And that's how I was taught by my dad. So, but anyways, but we will let y'all have a good evening and possibly a good week. And we may hopefully see y'all tomorrow or talk to y'all tomorrow.
Yeah, I wouldn't say see because we can't see nobody. But
well, Mickey Flowers says at the end of his radio broadcast, we'll see you tomorrow. No, what does he say? yeah, we'll see you tomorrow. That's when we'll see you on the radio. And I'm like, okay, that don't make no sense.
That makes no sense.
I can understand if you're at the radio station and you say that to him, but I'm just listening to the radio. Mickey Plower, if you listen to this, I love you, brother, but hey. I never understood that, quite honestly. But, I mean, some people have certain sign-offs, and some people have certain sign-offs that work sometimes. Like, for example, the one that used to say when we were younger, "Good night, America." I mean, that's a great sign-off. But, anyways, but that's it for this episode. Hope y'all enjoyed it. Again, I'm Justin.
And I'm Caitlin.
And we'll talk to y'all later. Bye.
Bye.